produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Morning Glory with Cynthia. Thank you for tuning in, those who are near and far, whatever your age might be. I'm just so grateful that you have decided to tune in. You're not here by accident, but by an appointed time. God has made this day, and we know that because He has made it all of us. Shall celebrate and enter into His courts with praise. But I say right now, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Thank you so much for this opportunity again to be before you, and especially to Josie's Inspirational Network and to Kayla Padgett, Finding My Way Radio. I'm excited, and I want you to get excited too. I'm meeting all of these beautiful young ladies, and I am telling you, they have a call and destiny on their life. They are not missing a beat. I am holding on so I can catch up with them. But I do believe if I just keep my eye on the prize, as long as they keep their eye on the prize, we shall too be walking together as one. Oh my God, I have this beautiful lady in here with me. I could tell you so much about her. Her name is Marcia Burns. She's they are like a YouTube star, but we know she's a star for God, right? And then she also makes such beautiful t-shirts and designs, and she stands for Christ. So I'm going to just go ahead and move out the way for a minute and just say, Marcia, introduce yourself to the people and tell them who you are and what does Morning Glory mean to you?
Well, thank you so much. Yes, I have a YouTube channel, and I also design t-shirts and have a blog, and all of that is under Heart for Virtue. And for me, one of the first things that I do to prepare myself for all of the inspiration God is going to give me is to really place my heart in a posture of worship so that I am able to glorify God throughout the day. And so that's what Morning Glory is to me. I will read scripture. Of course, I'll pray and journal, but I really pray scripture over my life. And so one of the scriptures I like to use is James 1 verse 5. And that says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who is able to give generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. And so I will pray that exact scripture so that I am really able to receive the wisdom God has for me.
Yes. And we know that when we have wisdom, then we have the knowledge of God. So we're just going to ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us to all truth and understanding on this morning as you pray that scripture. So we're hearing the scripture. So now let's hear what it sounds like when you're in your quiet moment. Sometimes we have to open up our door to our secret place and allow others just to experience what we feel in our heart as we worship God. So just lead us in that scripture so we can usher into the presence of the Lord on this morning. You all ready for this? Marcia, take us there.
All right. So, dear God, I just want to thank you so much for this day. I just want to praise you, God, for this morning, God. We are definitely expecting you to do miraculous things for our lives and through us, God. Lord, your word says in James chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So, God, we pray that you would bless us with your wisdom. There are so many very unique and different decisions we have to make, and we want to make them, making sure that we're aligning our views and our decisions and perspective with you, God. Your word also says in Ephesians 3:20 through 21, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all you could ask or imagine, God. And so we are just praying, Lord, that you would do immeasurably more through us, God, and for us, God. And Lord, we pray that we would be surrendered to your sovereignty, Father, and who you are, and who you are as all-knowing, God. And Father, your word says in Psalm 139, 23 through 24, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And so, Lord, we pray that you would really search us, God, and really show us how we can be more like Christ, how our character can reflect you, and the way that we treat others can really reflect love, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen in Jesus' name. What I love about that when you say the heart, because we should be one who will seek after the heart of God, but that he will see us for who we are and not for what we have done, but what it is that we have in our heart to do for him. So as we look at that and the character of who God is, we want God to pour out every blessing that has been stored up for us, because he can do exceedingly and abundantly far more than we can hope for or ever imagine. He said he has given us the fullness of the earth and thereof, so nothing shall be missing or broken. We should be blessed in the field and out the field. Even when we're working or when we're tired, God says we are still blessed. And in the morning, even though we may feel weary or tired, we can just open up our wings and spread them and mount on high like eagles. But one thing about that is, when you feel that you have done all that you can do, God says just stand still. If we would just take a moment and stand still and know that God, he is our creator, our king, our Lord of lords. He has given us all that we ever would want, because he is a great provider and he provides all of our needs. And we are witnesses of that. And because we are witnesses, we can spread the testimony, the good news, and the gospel about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, Marcia, when I look at those scriptures and I think about them, a lot of times we might just look at the scripture, but if we view the scripture and put ourselves in the midst of the scripture and say, this is me, I'm standing in the need for what God is speaking over the earth. So when you're up in the morning and you are standing in that place and surrounded by the glory of God, tell me, what do you experience when you look up to the heavens, where the heavenly heavens, where the hosts are singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb? What do you experience? Because I can experience like a covering of grace that God supplies for me. And then I see the carpet of mercy where I'm able to walk on it and know that God's not going to pull it from under my feet. So just tell me, what does that look like for you? Just knowing that you're just standing on grace.
Yes, yeah, so sometimes before I get into the Word of God, I could maybe have, you know, a spirit of doubt or, you know, sadness over my life. And when I'm going into the Word of God, I'm able to be reminded through scriptures like Ephesians 3, 20 through 21, that God can do immeasurably more. Yes. And so it takes humility on my yes. part to realize that I don't know what God can do. Yes. And I don't know how great yes. He can change yes. my situation. Yes. And so I experience a significant amount of faith that God just bestows upon mm-hmm. me through His Word.
Yes. And just to say that, sometimes we have to go back and just go old school for a minute and just say that as long as you have faith as tiny as a mustard seed, that's all it takes. And when you wake up in the morning, that is by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. But just continue to remind yourself that if you're going to step by the Spirit, walk by the Spirit. But I want you to open up yourself to the Spirit of the Lord and let God have His way. Just have His way totally all in your life, whatever area it might be. I even say sometimes the finances, we have to let God just have His way. Even if we don't have the financial piece to give, give her a talent, give her a treasure, give her a gift. Just give ourselves to Him. All that we have, let God just empty us out and pour back into that vessel so that that vessel is bubbling and running over. And what's running over from us, it'll run over and pour into the other person's life. I had this experience I want to just share with you all very quickly. And I believe that I'm sharing it because God too has a finger on His treasure for those who are listening, but also He has His hand in His treasure for Marcia on this day. So I'm going to share with you that God showed me one day that He had an open treasure, and in His treasury there were gold items, things that I could never even put my eye on in the natural, but in the supernatural. And God put His hand inside of the treasure and He said, Cynthia, this is my personal treasure that I'm putting my hand into, and I'm going to drop it right there and pour it all over you. And when God said that, He said, why could I not do this for you? I will never leave you. I will bless you just as I blessed others because you are my daughter. So why would I not bless you? And I have things that you have stored up for me. So now I'm releasing what you have stored up. And God said, I have not even released what I have. So just imagine God releasing what He has stored up. And I saw sprinkles of gold sprinkling down. And God said, just open your hands and be reminded, when I sprinkle, I pour. And when I pour, I bring overflow. So I believe today that God has overflow on Marcia. So we want to just take a moment, all of us, and breathe in again. And exhale out. And say, God, we just thank You for morning glory, God. God, we thank You because we can smell, Lord God, the residue of You, God. We can smell, Lord God, the drops that fall from heaven, Lord God, on fresh, Lord God, into the blades of the grass that seeps down into Your earth, Lord God, that You have looked down on. You said, this is good. So God, we thank You because You are good, and You are good all the time. And we thank You, Lord God, because when we open our eyes, we see nothing but the goodness and the greatness of who You are, Lord God. Now, Father, we ask that your Son, Lord God, shall set us free. But we ask, Lord God, that we will hold on to the skirt tails, Lord God, of the angels, God, who are protecting us, Lord God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. Now, Father, we thank you for this is a day, God, that your news, God, is going all across the world. And God, as it goes across the world, we said, set your people free. And God, because you're setting your people free, you are allowing us, God, to be workers and servers and servants of you to make sure that your service goes forward. And we are the messengers of it. So how beautiful are the feet of this young lady. So Marcia, just give me some information about your business. How, well, I would say ministry, actually, even though we do business, but it's our ministry. Tell people how they can find you, where, through social media, and how they can get your t-shirts.
Yes, so people can find me easily on Instagram at Heart for Virtue. They can follow me, but they can also find me on YouTube under Heart for Virtue as well. And my blog website is www.heartforvirtue.com. And that's where they'll be able to read about my journey with Christ.
Yes.
But they'll also be able to purchase one of those t-shirts, which for me is not just any, you know, type of fashion statement,
yes.
But it's really all about a reminder mm-hmm. of hope for
yes.
those in the world who might not be feeling as faithful. So that's why I think the shirts are so special to me. And so, yes, that's where they can go to find them.
All right. Well, it does say that God gives us hope for the future, right?
Yes.
So let's just think about the future for a minute and how other people can be a part of Morning Glory through hope for the future. And what I would like for you to do is just give us a few words of encouragement as we begin to close it out. And just give people some hope this morning. Give them hope that they can stand on and know they have a firm foundation and they're not on sinking sand, but they stand on the solid rock of Christ. So you all, as we take you into the throne room, Marcia is going to make a solid platform there for you. So if you feel that things are not going the way they're supposed to, or you don't have hope, or you just feel like I need a friend, because we do have a friend in Jesus. So Marcia, just let them know that there is hope because we have a friend in Jesus.
Yes, absolutely. One of my favorite scriptures is Romans 8:28, and it says, "And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who have been called according to his purpose."
Yes.
And so I feel as though as long as we are constantly seeking God through everything that we do,
yes.
we are going to find hope in God, and we are going to be able to find peace
yes.
in trusting in his word.
Yes. Yes. Well, peace be still. So if God calls you out of that boat, guess what? You have to get out. But when you do get out, just keep your eyes lifted up and know that we too shall live and we shall not die. So keep those eyes lifted up to the heavens where our Lord and Savior Christ resides. Now, again, this is Marcia Burns. And just again, tell them the name of your ministry, how they can find you.
Yes. So the name of my ministry is Heart for Virtue. And they can find me at www.heartforvirtue.com. And they will be able to read my blog about my journey with Christ, as well as purchase one of those t-shirts if they like.
All right. And you guess what? If you really contact her, then Morning Glory, we'll throw in a complimentary t-shirt. So if you contact her, we'll throw in a shirt for you. The first person who does as that. And we do have some Morning Glory products for your skin to give you a natural glow. And I love those products because we have the soaps, we have the body creams and the scrubs. And guess what? We're coming out with our cream. It's called Sistar Cream. It's spelled with S-T-A-R. A lot of people say they want to tone, tighten those skin wrinkles up. But you know what? We don't have wrinkles. We have smooth skin because everything God does for us is smooth sailing. So on that note, again, thank you for joining me on Morning Glory. Get excited. Do something great today. Get outside. Do a walk. Do a dance. Whatever it takes. We just want you to praise the Lord.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.